President Václav Klaus visited North Moravia on Monday, and during a trip to the regional capital Ostrava, he met representatives of the Czech Republic's Polish minority, most of whom live in and around the town of Český Těšín. Relations between Czechs and Poles are generally good, although community leaders have expressed concern at widespread vandalism of bilingual street signs. Rob Cameron has this report.
The bells ring out over the winding cobbled streets of Těšín, one of Europe's geographical oddities. For centuries, this was one town, but in 1920, it was divided following a brief conflict between the newly created states of Czechoslovakia and Poland. Today, it straddles the River Olsha. On the north bank, the Polish town of Těšín. Cross the bridge and you're in the Czech town of Český Těšín. Drawing borders in Central Europe is never easy, however, and the new boundary along the river left tens of thousands of ethnic Poles on the Czech side of the border. There they remain to this day. There are still some 50,000 Poles living in and around Český Těšín, around 80% of the country's ethnic Polish population. President Václav Klaus told reporters in nearby Ostrava, in his view, the modern-day relationship was a good one.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Czech-Polish relations, both on a national macro level between states and here in the region, are good.
However, Polish community leaders have complained about the persistent vandalism of the bilingual street signs that have been erected in Český Těšín and the surrounding villages since 1989. But Josef Šimiček, head of the Congress of Poles in the Czech Republic, told Czech television he believed there was no undercurrent of ethnic hatred behind the vandalism.
I don't think this is a huge problem or caused by some wave of Czech nationalism. I'm more inclined to believe that it's just regular vandalism.
Police say they are trying to address the problem, but finding the culprits is not easy. But Polish leaders like Josef Šimiček do want to see improvement in how Poles are represented on the local committees that are set up when the Polish population makes up more than 10% of the local community. The election of such committees is often rigged, says Mr. Šimiček, meaning the voice of the Polish community is not properly heard.
Thanks to Rob Cameron for that report. One of the Czech capital's most famous attractions, the picturesque Golden Lane up at Prague